bars for guitars and stars. The hell you are. It's Ashley Cook. Welcome
Hello.
To the show. I'll tell you what. That's one of the songs that have been in my head for like the past week. The hell you are.
I love it. It gets stuck there for sure.
But I sit there and I find myself adding sass to it. Like the hell you are.
The hell you are. Right? Yeah. Like, I mean, you're supposed to. You know, it's how we wrote it. It's how it's supposed to feel. You're supposed to get a little sassy with it.
So where'd it come from?
A very real place, you know, which I think you can kind of hear in the way that I'm singing it.
Yep, the sass is there.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's for those people that are, they just make it hell to try to date them. You know,
sure.
Like it's the people that they can't figure out what they want. They're just up and down. They don't really know what to tell you. And so you're just like, you know what? The hell you are. Like, right. I love you, but I don't want to love you.
Is it more of a commitment issue or is it they're not,
you know,
there?
Maybe all of it. You know, we've known those people where they just can't make up their mind. They can't decide whether they want to be with you or not. And so it's like, you know, when you love them, they don't love you and vice versa. And
I'm not here to play games.
Exactly. It's basically just like the moment of calling them out, of being like, you are. You know, the hook of it. You're heaven on the eyes, but you're hell on the heart, kind of thing. So yeah, it's just kind of, it's like the moment of sass when you're like, get your stuff together,
you know?
Go. Yeah.
I'm glad that you were able to
bleep myself out right there. Yeah. It was hard. I almost did.
We follow you on Instagram. You travel quite a bit. You're all over the place.
Yep. We were just in Vegas yesterday, I think, or the day before yesterday. Key West a little bit ago. Texas.
That's got to be very strange to be in Las Vegas and then the next day you're in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Like, that's got to mess with your head. You lose track of days at times.
Oh, yeah. I never know what day it is.
Like, if I get 3 days off in a row, I'm like, what day is it?
Yeah. Well, also, too, with just what we do for a living. You know, it's like every night kind of feels like a weekend. If we play shows on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, it's, you know, I usually go to concerts on a Friday if I go. And so it is a little crazy and we're living out of hotels and suitcases, but it's very fun. I get to, you know, meet new people and play my music all over the country, the world.
So before music, what was your job?
Well, I kind of always have been in music. I had some jobs when I was like in high school.
Okay, what was the high school job?
I was a hostess at a sushi restaurant.
Okay.
And then in college, I did skip tracing for a law firm.
What's that?
Basically, you like find people that don't want to be found.
So you're serving people.
Kinda.
Wow.
Kinda, yeah. I would find where they are
so you
to
were
go
the,
be served.
You're tracking them down for the
kinda,
servers.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
yeah.
Pretty, that's a pretty neat job.
Yeah, that was my job in college. And then I graduated and I had a communications and marketing degree.
Okay.
But then music kind of took over as soon as I left college and we've been doing it ever since, so I haven't used my degree much.
The communications degree, what were you planning on using that for?
I don't know. You know, honestly, I went into school as a music business major, and then I graduated with a communications and marketing degree.
Okay.
So maybe like recruiting, something in the corporate space. My dad's a corporate guy, so I was always like, maybe that's a good backup plan, but music was always
You could be
my...
on radio, because you were pretty quick to censor yourself.
That was pretty slick.
I could see you thinking like, all right, got it. You're one step ahead, which is the game.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, maybe something like that. I don't know, but God was like, different plan. Music's your path. So.
I think you would rather do music as the path, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, I would love anything I get to do where I just get to be in front of people and talking and,
before
you know,
this,
being...
I was working at Home Depot.
No way.
That,
okay,
wasn't,
crazy.
That wasn't a fun job. I didn't want to do that. This is much better.
Yeah, 100%.
You got Nate Smith, Alexandra Kay, Julia Cole, Aaron Watson on the show. Have you ever played with any of them before?
Yes. Yeah, I've played... I know all of them, but Nate and I actually have a song together on my debut record.
Correct, yes.
AK and I have known each other since, like, 2020. We were friends in the 615 house and made videos together, and we were always kind of, like, you know, social media friends, and then now we're in-person friends. And Julie and I met a long time ago, the whole lineup.
So that's what's fun about guitars and stars is everybody's on stage.
Oh,
and there's a chance for some really maybe crazy wild stories to slip out. Maybe we'll hear that tonight.
Maybe there's definitely some crazy stories. I feel like we all have them.
And what can we expect from you tonight?
I'll probably play my song Baby Blues. I'll play my song The Hell You Are. Probably Your Place, my first number one at radio.
There you go.
We'll see what else I want to throw in there.
Ashley Cook, one of the stars of Guitar Stars. Thanks so much for joining the show.
Thank you. See you tonight.